Time to wake up. Time to wake up. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Time to wake up. We sort of live in a drowsy, sleepy life. We live in a life where we're just not too interested in all the things that are going on around us, and yet we are very interested in all the things that are going on around us. But what do we do? What do we do? When we cannot sleep and we are awake, and no matter what we do, we just sort of are awake, the time is to get up. The time is to get up and perhaps take a walk. That's what I do. When my mind is so full of wonderful, beautiful concepts and ideas, and I have slept a bit, and then I get up. I slept very soundly. Then I get up, and I start to move around. I start to think, time to get up. It's not really time to get up. When I come back from my walk, I go back to bed and go back to sleep again and sleep for a few more hours. But the thing is, when I'm awake, it's time to get up. Because my mind is busy, my mind is alert, my mind is attentive to whatever thoughts are going through my mind. So, I like the statement, all is in divine order, because it's so universal and so applicable to every area of my life. All is in divine order. Oh, I can say all sorts of other positive affirmations, and they're good too, they're wonderful too, but all is in divine order sort of covers all the bases, covers all the possibilities. When I take a walk in the morning, sometimes it's at 9 and 10 at night, and sometimes at midnight, and sometimes it's 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning or later, I just put on my shoes and go for my walk. I take Rex along. And as I walk along with Rex, Rex comes to me and he says, "Hey, Dad, I want a hug." And so he puts his head between my legs and he just sort of sits there and he says, "I'm your horse, Dad." And so I sort of snuggle down on top of him and give him a big hug and tell him how much I love him. Now, what am I doing when I say to Rex, "How much I love you?" I'm saying that to myself. I'm saying how much I love my world. I'm saying how much I love everything that I have created. I'm saying how happy I am, how joyous I am to be alive, alert, vital, dynamic, alive, alert, so entranced with my world, so entranced with my life. A dear friend, Anita, Anna Marie, Anna Marie Wettstein, Anna Marie Stalder, moved on to another dimension a few days ago. And she was always so vital, dynamic, and alive. She was always so interested in everything in life. She wrote books, and she raised children. She raised three boys, and she raised a wonderful girl. And she was just a fantastic mother, fantastic wife, a fantastic woman. And now she's off to some other dimension. Now, are we going to remember what she did when she was here? Or are we going to travel with her on her new dimension? For what she did while she was here was dynamic and wonderful. She is the most amazing woman, Anna Marie. She just was a fantastic lady. And she still is a fantastic lady. She still is alive in our hearts. She still is alive in our world. And she still is vital doing things. Now, she has awakened from her sleep of being on Earth, her sleep of being a human being, and moved into another dimension. Now, what that dimension is, it would be fascinating to know, but really, it's unimportant. What is important is that she is the dynamic person she always was and always will be, eternally. She lives in her ideal realization of who she is. We will always think of her in all the moments of glory and goodness that she brought to our lives. All the moments of glory and goodness that she brought into our world. But now, You might say she's sleeping, she went off to another dimension, but in truth, she woke up. She woke up and moved away to another experience, another expression of life. When we wake up in the middle of the night and we go out for take a walk, we have awakened to a new dimension of life, a new experience of life, a new awareness. We are alive, alert, dynamic, full of life, just fantastic. And we feel glorious. And then when we come back, we may continue our sleep, our human sleep, our normal sleep, and sleep for a while and later get up again. But each time we do, we're refreshed because we have moved onto a new dimension. We're moving on to newer dimensions all the time. Now, Anna Marie has moved into a dimension that we don't see. She's moved into a dimension that we cannot be with her from one point of view. But she's moved to a dimension of absolute unconditional love, which was her absolute unconditional nature. You and I have an absolute unconditional nature, too. And our nature is to be unconditional love. Our nature is to be so dynamic, so buoyant, so filled with excitement for all the things that are going on, because our mind, our brain, our activity going on in our thinking system never stops. It goes on and on and on. And even when we change our thoughts, even when we change our vehicle, even when we change our bodies, even when we change our life, we're always going on into new adventures, new dimensions, new expressions of life and of love. Every moment we're born new because we're living always in the now. Oh, we like to think we're living in the past, we're living in the future, we're living in the present general, but actually not. We're only living in the instant now, the instant moment now. That's the only time we'll ever know. That's the only place we'll ever know is right here and right now. And yet, right here and right now don't even exist. We think they exist. We think that the here and the now is very true. But as we consider what we do when we move on to other dimensions of life, we move on to it through leaving our body behind or even taking our body with us. We move on to other dimensions of life when we have new thoughts, when we have new imagination, when we have new inspiration, new aspiration, new illumination. All these things intuitively make our life a beautiful flowing river of glory and happiness and joy. Oh, we have times when the storms come in and the rains fall and make the river more tepid, more moving, more fantastic. But that passes. And we return to our original peace. Our all is in divine order. All is in divine order. We return to our balance. We return to the harmony of life that we are. Can you look at life like that? I know I can. I look at life like that every moment. There is no past, there is no future, there is only the present. And I live in this present moment. Now, what sort of values do I have in my present moment? Are my values all those of being fine and grand and good? Or are my values variable, fitting with the tide or the emotions of the human life? Do I get angry because something isn't going right? And do I become happy because something is going very right? Do I have these variables in me? And as long as I play the human game, I have the variables. But when I play the divine game, which is my reality, there are no variables. All is always good. All is always happy. All is always perfect. All is all in divine order now. And I like to live in this divine pathway, in this divine pattern, in this divine light, and know that all is in divine order now. I like to live in that realization, in that expression, in that appearance, in that reality, because that's me. That's me, and that's who I am, And I live in that, and I am that, and I delight in that every moment of my life. Those are my values. You say, what sort of values do you live your life by? Be yourself and have fun. When you are being yourself and having fun, you are living your life by the highest values that could ever exist anywhere. You are living your life by the most noble, most magnificent expression that anyone could ever have. That's what Anna Maria Stalder did. She lived her life to the most noble, beautiful expression that anyone could ever do, because she is a most noble being. She lives on. She, just because she's left her body behind and moved away from it, doesn't mean she's not still alive and vital and dynamic in every wonderful way, just like you and I are. And so we think about ourselves. We think, I am living in all things right now. All is in divine order right now. All is peace right now. All is goodness right now. All is truth right now. All is unconditional love right now. Right now. There is no time. There is no space. There is only now. And I live in that now, because that now is the essence of all. And it's who and what I am. And it's why I am. And how I am. And it's how all in my world are. And it's a wonderful, fantastic, marvelous, delightful, exciting adventure. My dimension of life is now. And it's great. And I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.